All right, here we go. Time now for trivia on WCHL. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddie Cogger's in the house. Anytime Freddie's in the house, you know it's going to be fun.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're just a barrel of monkeys.
Yes. Correct.
I don't know if that's a compliment
or not.
No,
it's okay.
I meant it in a kind way.
No, I know you did. Yeah. No. I know you did.
How are you?
Pretty good. School's cranking up, UNC.
Yeah, no kidding.
Cranking up for the school system.
Yeah, I'm telling you. The local school system and Carolina and all kinds of things happening right now. And I was just reading something, you know, about all the things that are going on downtown as part of UNC's Week of Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
And it is on through the 27th.
WCHL in the mix?
Just a few, of course.
Good.
But we're here to tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
All kinds of special events going on around campus and around town to welcome all the students back. And
mm-hmm.
it's kind of an exciting time of the year when the energy level cranks up big time.
Well, that's appropriate for the category that I'm about to put forth.
Okay. Well, what are you going to put forth?
Whole lot of shaking going on.
All right.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Now, I'm going to throw a seismic geologic curve at you.
The shakedown.
Yep, that's right. The strongest earthquake ever to hit the continental United States happened not along the San Andreas Fault, but along what southeast Missouri fault line?
You expect me to know the answer to that question?
Well, our geologist out there.
And, maybe Michael Jordan will call us. He has a degree in geology.
The strongest earthquake ever to hit the continental United States happened not along the San Andreas Fault, as you would think perhaps up the Pacific Coast, but along what southeast Missouri fault line? It has a very famous name, if you know it. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
Which is 9245.
And you're going to win $10 gift certificate to
Cruisers, where you are
good to go.
Ron Stutz here, reminding you that there are heroes among us, and we want to find them. Performance Auto Mall and WCHL salute hometown heroes every week. But first, you have to tell us about them. These are the people who make our community a better place. They do good things for others simply because it's the right thing to do. Go to our website, chapelboro.com, and nominate someone you know to be a hometown hero. Performance Auto Mall, recognizing hometown heroes for years, right here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, the new WCHL.
Freddie, I tell you, I have no idea what you're talking about. With the fault, where this
fault.
Biggest earthquake.
Fault?
It was
the
your fault.
Fault. Yes, right.
It was all your fault.
So. Asphalt.
Yeah, right.
The new Madrid fault.
The new Madrid, not Madrid?
No, it's not pronounced Madrid. It's New Madrid, and it's the fault line. The zone had four of the largest North American earthquakes in recorded history with magnitudes estimated to be as large as 7.0 or greater, all occurring within a three-month period between December 1811 and February 1812. And supposedly, the stories are, and we have to rely on the Native Americans through their oral history, that there were portions of the Mississippi River that flowed backwards.
Wow. That's kind of weird.
That's powerful. Today, the New Madrid Fault would have an effect. Illinois, Indiana, Missouri, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Oklahoma, and Mississippi.
I hate to profess my ignorance here, but I don't think I've ever heard of the San Madrid Fault.
Yeah, the New Madrid Fault. Yeah, I mean,
Never heard of the San Madrid Fault either.
Several, at least four, magnitude 7.0 or greater on the Richter scale. That's pretty serious stuff.
So there was some big time shaking going on.
There was a whole lot of shaking going on.
Hey, Freddie, thank you.
Yes, sir, buddy. See you tomorrow.